could be a member of Astronomy Ireland.
Yes. And that's it. It is fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Now, the other thing I want to ask you about with the classes, do you go through, because I remember asking you before, I think it was in a previous life now, I don't think it was my last time speaking to you here, but I remember talking to you about my phone, and I couldn't take decent photographs. And then, actually, yes, the last time I was speaking to you, I was telling you about my beautiful skies here in Loch Linn and how the swirling stars, but I get nothing but a big black blob. So do you talk about that in the classes? Do you go through different apps and how people can get a decent photograph?
Yes, well, our tutor, John Campbell, is a bit of an expert in this area. He's even been flying cameras like that on drones to get above the light pollution and everything else. So it's actually very, very simple these days. A lot of people come to our events, and if you have a smartphone, and most of them do these days, that in its camera settings has a pro mode, because the cameras are very smart, these smartphones. But they're really programmed for party shots, speech shots, landscape shots, very bright photographs, where it happens in a fraction of a second. They do the focusing themselves, accept the exposure time, and take usually a lovely photograph. At night, though, it's very dark. It's very hard to focus. Things are very, very tricky. But if you've got pro mode, you can go in there and change the focus yourself. And a great thing to practice on is the moon, because you'll be able to tell, it's very bright, you'll be able to tell if you're aiming at it properly and if it's in focus. And then you can change the sensitivity, what's called the ISO. And you normally want to increase that to the maximum. And then you can change the exposure time. So instead of a hundredth of a second, as you typically get if you're taking a picture of a person in bright light, you change that to several seconds, maybe 10 seconds. I mean, I've done this myself. We do it at our events. You get people's camera phones out. You show them where the pro mode is. They've just missed it on the menus. They don't really need it for normal photography. Set those settings, the long exposure, the high ISO. Put a little timer on it as well, so it's going to take the picture after, say, 10 seconds. Put it on the roof of a car pointing straight up, stand back. It'll take the picture and have a look at what you get. With even the tiny lenses on camera phones, you will record more stars than you can see with the naked eye. So give that a try yourself next time you've got a clear sky, and you'll get the constellations. If the moon's up there, the planet Jupiter was next to it a few days ago, you get a great photograph of that with just the camera phone that most people already have in their pocket.
Brilliant. That's great. I'll be trying that out. How to get on top of the roof of my car, that's another thing.
Or a wall. No, just rest the camera on top of a wall or a picnic table. I mean, if you stand back enough, you could put it on the ground and just wait for it to take a picture. All it has to be is pointing straight up. Now, you can start to tilt them over so you can aim at particular parts of the sky and have great fun, you know, practicing with it. Later on, you get a little tripod that you can attach it to. You probably know the way a lot of these people have these ring lights and tripod holding their camera phone up so they can film themselves. Well, you're starting to get advanced now, but you can do that and then point it anywhere in the sky. And what we love publishing Irish photographs in Astronomy Ireland magazine. And everybody's carrying around a camera that can do fantastic work. They just don't realize it. If we could convince everybody, we'd have to double the size of the magazine just to accommodate all the photographs we'd be getting in. So that's what we want to do, encourage everybody to get into photography. And later on, you know, if you get a small telescope, even a pair of binoculars, you can point your camera phone into the telescope or binoculars. People do that at our events all the time. If you've got a pair of binoculars, aim them at the moon, and hold your camera where your eye goes, because your camera is just basically an eyeball, and you should be able to photograph the moon up close, showing the craters, just with a cheap pair of binoculars costing maybe 20 quid, a lot cheaper than your phone was.
So you put the binoculars behind the phone, is it? You're facing the phone.
You point your binoculars at the moon, so if you look into your binoculars, you see the moon, so you'll need to prop them up on something.
Right.
And you can try holding all this in your hand. It's going to be tricky. But if you can prop them on a wall, especially the moon's a bit low down, or the roof of the car again, and then just hold your phone. You'll see the little lens at the front of your phone. that where your eye goes, and you should see on your screen the moon as you see it with your eye.
Yes.
Then you can usually tap the moon, and the camera will focus on that particular point and take a picture for you.
Excellent. Wow.
You'll often see people in our magazine, they've sent in pictures taken with their camera phone. These days they're becoming really quite powerful. And you don't even need to use the pro mode for that. You're photographing the moon. It actually is a sunlit subject. It's like a daytime shot. So it's actually very easy to do. So practice on the moon. I don't think you're going to photograph any faint stars and things through a pair of binoculars. But the moon could be beautiful.
Mm. So, just to quickly, can I ask you one thing? I know you have the observatory in Dublin, and people can go there, and that's on the 24th. They can bring their new telescopes, you're going to set things up, and they can also look through the huge telescope that you have there.
Yeah, we've got several, I think a half a dozen giant telescopes coming to the event.
Right.
You'll see Jupiter like you've never seen it before in your life.
Mm. Now, can I ask you then, are there other observatories, like are there any observatories here close to Roscommon?
There aren't any real public observatories. It's something that we're trying to get done in the country nationwide, but it will require a lot of money, public money, and the difficulty is convincing the powers that be this is a good idea. But in other countries around the world, they do actually have a lot of public observatories. Some of the East European countries, in particular, believe it or not, have led the world in this. And every town almost has its own public observatory. Wouldn't it be great if we could do the same thing in Ireland? Because one thing Astronomy Ireland wants to do is inspire young people to take up an interest in science in general. Astronomy in particular is the most accessible of all the sciences. It can lead on to a fantastic career, not just a very rewarding experience. So our dream is one day there would be a public observatory in every county in Ireland. If you think that's a good objective to head towards, then join Astronomy Ireland just for that reason. It's certainly a pet project of mine that I'd like to see happen.
Mm.
We had been doing it in the past where members of the club would bring out telescopes on their own. But again, the logistical nightmare of that, especially with insurance these days,
it's
proving quite tricky to overcome. But we are talking to the authorities, and they are talking back to us. So I think
hopefully we get something, but I'm going to have to say bye-bye. I'm going to have to say bye-bye, David. We've run out of time completely. But it's been so interesting talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on today. And I wish you all the best of luck with all the classes and things and people joining Astronomy Ireland. And I will be in touch in the coming months and we'll talk to you again. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Very much.
Take care, David.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.